This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Hurricane Irma still looks like it's set to hit almost all of Florida. At least a state of emergency has been declared in all 67 counties of the state of Florida. And there are a good number of former Galesburg residents down there these days, including Dawn Miller and her family. And Dawn is on the line right now to talk about what's going on and how she's dealing with all this. Dawn, thanks so much for your time.
Hi, no problem. Nice to talk to you again, Will.
Yeah, great to talk to you for sure. I'm sorry it's under these circumstances, though. tell me, first of all, you've been in Florida how long now?
So about 2.5 years now.
So I don't recall very many hurricanes hitting at that time. Have you had to deal with this before?
Not like this. We've had a couple of hurricane, warnings, watches. The worst one, like, blew one of our lawn chairs into the pool. Like, serious stuff.
Yeah, well, that's serious. I mean, the loss of a life of a lawn chair and your pool, for that matter, can be pretty serious. But I should back up and ask you, where are you at in Florida?
So we live a little bit east of Tampa. So kind of the Tampa Bay area. I work in Tampa, just outside of downtown Tampa.
Oh, okay. And you and your whole family's down there at this point. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
So, talk to me first about what possessed you to move to Florida, and then why you would want to still be there despite this hurricane coming in.
Gosh, you know, that's really a hard question to answer. It might be the freezing rain, the sleet, the snow, the sub-zero weather, and maybe a little political stuff in Illinois, but.
I was going to say, I would deal with a little sleet and freezing rain to never have to be in the path of a hurricane, though.
Well, now look at it this way, though. In the path of a hurricane, we know days in advance that this is coming.
Yeah.
How many times did we have tornado warnings or straight line winds that, blew a tree onto our house in the blink of an eye?
Yeah.
So
if I didn't know any better, even though this hurricane looks like it's pretty massive and probably the strongest we've seen in a long time, I don't suspect you're too awfully worried about this, are you?
Well, worried enough, I would say. So worried enough that we have, we've always had water and that stocked in our garage. Went out yesterday, added a little bit more. We have kind of plans of things if we lose power for an extended period of time, which is the same thing that could happen in Illinois. Mm-hmm. We don't live super close to any area that should flood. However, Houston has taught us that that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I do work in an area that absolutely floods. My first summer here, we had twice flood so bad that Mercedes-Benzes were floating down the street outside of our hospital. So I do expect to have a lot more ramifications here at work, and I will be staying at work throughout the duration of the storm while my family is back at our house. So there will be some things that will definitely occur. We just have to be prepared and ready.
I should back up again and ask, despite how calmly it seems like you're dealing with this for now, when you you mentioned Harvey and what that kind of taught you, when you heard that this hurricane was pretty much coming right for you, for lack of a better term, what at first went through your mind?
Well, I guess the same thing that kind of goes through your mind all the time is, do we stay, do we leave? Do we have water? Do we have, stuff to take care of the family in case we have an extended period of time out? What would be the route that we would leave if we would leave? Of course, this will be our first big hurricane down here. We're learning from our neighbors and from our friends and coworkers about exactly what will occur. Where I work is going to get hit a whole lot worse. Even if we don't get hit directly, the area where I work at, we are going to get hit with, at a minimum, flooding, I guarantee it. So, there's things that we have to do to prepare here. We have Team A and Team B of who will be here before the storm, who will be here during the storm, and who will come, you know, relieve those of us that are here during the storm. We have sister facilities that, you know, which ones in this path are going to get hit the hardest. We're going to, you know, we meet at least a couple times every day to get an update on what's going on. As it gets closer by Friday, we should know which of our facilities may or may not evacuate, and exactly what our plans will be through the weekend.
So it sounds to me like even if you wanted to, you couldn't really get out of the state and maybe, say, head back toward Illinois or something like that. It's kind of, well, it sounds to me like you kind of really have no choice but to be where you are.
I have no choice. We, you know, within our family, we certainly discussed, you know, should Darwin and his mom and the kids just, and the dogs and the cats, hop in the vehicle and start heading north, and it's still within the realm of possibilities, but I think it's very low that we will make that decision because they are probably better off where they're at than if they're out on the road.
It sounds like, though, if you had to split up, that might be pretty hard.
Yeah, it's we're already going to be split up for sure. It's just a matter of how many days.
Yeah, for sure. Are you in a position where you have to board up windows at home and things like that at this point to prepare, or have you done everything you can do, you think?
Well, we have not boarded up, and we don't have the supplies, and they are no longer available. Several of my employees have been trying to get things the last couple days, and it's all sold out. My husband was just talking to me a little bit ago. The gas station, several of the gas stations near our house have already shut down, that they're out of gas. We have no additional water. I had to get Gatorade last night because everyone's sold out of water. So there's kind of that difficulty right now with those final plans. But right now we will not have anything boarded up at home. We will be boarding up some windows here at the hospital and taking care of things a little bit differently here because we're so close to the bay.
Are you seeing any or suspecting any sort of price gouging like we saw in Texas with Harvey? Or is it hard to say because you're starting to run out of stuff already, it sounds like?
Well, we're certainly running out of stuff, but we saw prices. So the price of our gas prior to Harvey was around the very, very low $2 range, $2 to $2.10, maybe $2.12. As Harvey hit, we were up in the 230s, 240s, and we are at 270 now.
Wow.
If you can even find gas.
Well, it's almost like buying gas in Illinois. You sure you don't want to come back here? No, I'm kidding. It's actually only close to, I think, 250 here in Galesburg at the moment. So, yeah, look at the bright side, right? But are you talking to any of your family back here in Illinois?
Oh, always. Always, always, always.
What have you been telling them?
Well, I send them pictures that I get, you know, either off the news or I have a weather update that I get probably about five times a day that shows the path and the size. So, of course, you know, everyone's worried about us down here, which I would be worried about all of them if there was a tornado. So it's mutual.
There you go. All right. Well, Dawn Miller, I'll let you get back to work. Thank you so much for your time. Best wishes as you continue to try to endure this oncoming storm here. And hopefully we'll talk in maybe a week's time and everything will be okay. But, you know, time will tell,
I'm
sure.
In a week, I'll send you a picture from the beach and just say, see, it was all good.
I will wait for that picture with bated breath. I'll keep my fingers crossed for that. Dawn, thank you so much and good luck going forward.
Thanks. Good talking to you.
Same with you. Dawn Miller on Galesburg's Evening News, and we'll keep you apprised with the hurricane as it continues to get closer to the U.S. Stay tuned. We will have sports next on WGIL.